Guest joining us here by phone this morning, we're going to talk about some issues involving Alzheimer's this morning. The Alzheimer's Association of Iowa's program manager, Sean Hazing, is with us here this morning. And I want to talk about some facts and figures, especially regarding to caregivers that were released here recently. Sean, thanks so much for the time today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it. The report that came out recently really was kind of focused more on the burdens that involve caregivers of those who are suffering from Alzheimer's. And boy, you know, we always talk about how Alzheimer's is an all-of-the-above kind of affliction because it doesn't just affect the person. It affects, it seems, everyone around them as well in different ways. And this report really highlights that.
Yeah, and an estimated 6.7 million Americans 65 and older are currently living with Alzheimer's and dementia. And in 2023, and that's up from 6.5 million last year, according to our latest figures. And in Iowa, that means about 66,000 Iowans are living with the disease. I personally know of this as my mother-in-law suffers from the disease up in Palo Alto County.
Well, and unfortunately, a lot of us have had that experience where we know or are related to someone who has struggled with this affliction. It's becoming more and more common, it seems. Is it just because we're able to diagnose some of these things a little bit better?
Part of it is diagnosis. The other part is awareness, you know, especially, you know, in farming communities, especially, you know, a lot of that's just chalked up to, you know, oh, that's just normal for forgetfulness, when in actuality, some of that isn't.
Sean, tell me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems to me that when we start talking about the family caregivers for folks who are suffering from dementia, it's usually not just a caregiver. It seems like it's a family group or sometimes a unit or several people who are involved in that process. Is that right?
That is correct. Last year, there were more than 11 million caregivers for people with Alzheimer's and other dementias. And that was, I believe, an estimated about 18 billion hours of unpaid care, a contribution to the national value, valued at more than $339.5 billion. And in Iowa, there's 98,000 dementia family caregivers across the state in 2022, providing 125 million hours of unpaid care. And that total, just in Iowa, was over $2 billion. 60% of caregivers in Iowa also have at least one chronic condition on top of that, and then 27% of caregivers are reporting depression, either being aggravated or because of their caregiving duties.
Sure. I want to talk a little bit more in depth about some of those things, too, because the toll is not just, and we can put everything in dollars, but that's not really the point. I mean, the point that we want to drive home is the toll it takes on the individual. It's not just the time that you spend, but it's the emotional toll of having to work through some of these things. It's difficult work, and also having to, you know, watch someone that you care about struggle in a way that, you know, is frustrating all the way around. I mean, there's so many things involved there, and it leads to different types of things. You talk about at least one chronic condition that 60% of caregivers report. What types of chronic conditions are we talking about?
Well, that can be anything just from ailments related to age, to, as I mentioned, depression and other ailments as well that they had prior to caregiver status.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also you mentioned 27% of caregivers reporting depression. It would seem obvious how that could happen.
Yeah, it's very hard, and again, I can speak from experience with that, to see someone going through the stages of the disease, because they sometimes become someone you don't recognize them to be.
And we feel an obligation a lot of times to provide that care, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it's a very close family member of yours.
Yeah. You know, there are organizations, there are places that can handle some of this stuff. But, you know, many times we want to keep people in their homes as long as we can. And we want to assist as best we can and as long as we can. And sometimes it's hard to understand when it's time to maybe move that care somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially in the state of Iowa, there's not a lot of at-home care services that are available. I was actually considered a dementia neurology desert.
Oh, well, that's kind of ominous.
Well, in the state of Iowa, there's only 26 geriatricians across the state. This number, according to our facts and figures, needs to be increased by some 446% to meet the demand in 2050.
Oh, wow. That's a big percent. So care workers in Iowa, we're kind of lacking in that area?
Yes. Yeah, Iowa is one of the states that are drastically lacking in that area. And according to a report, there's an estimated 1.2 million additional care workers that will be needed between 2020 and 2030 just alone.
You know, Sean, it strikes me as kind of odd when you think about the reality of, you know, Iowa is known as a place where the average age is a little higher. We have a higher population of elderly here in this state than many others do. Yet you would think it would be a place where you would find a lot of these types of workers because there would be a call for that. Well, it just seems odd that the correlation there doesn't match.
Yeah, and unfortunately, turnover rates are very high in that kind of a workforce. There's an estimated 64%, annually for direct care workers providing home care, and 99% for nursing assistants at nursing homes. And in Iowa in 2020, there was an estimated 23,880 home health and personal care aides in Iowa. And by 2030, this number will also need to be increased by about 32%.
So this is a growth area for the state?
Yes.
So how do we change that? I mean, those numbers are tough. There's more need. There's more care that needs to be provided. How do we go about doing that? How do you get the word out? How do you recruit?
Well, the one thing is, as you mentioned just now, to get the word out. Like younger people, if you're looking to go into the medical field, maybe consider looking into these types of programs as your focus of study. In Iowa, we are also working with state lawmakers and state health departments on several important initiatives, including funding dementia care specialist programs to take place in the 6 DCSs throughout the state, at the Area Agencies on Aging, and we're looking to get a review of the Alzheimer's State Plan every 3 to 5 years and provide updates on the progress.
Does it take a special type of person to want to work in this particular field?
If you're looking to help out people, this would be a good field for you.
It's probably not the first one that comes to mind for a lot of young people, but when they do have experience and do have a chance to see, and I suppose some young people maybe get exposed to this too, because perhaps grandparents, aunts, uncles, so what have you, might be suffering through this. They might see some of these issues, and that might spark a light in them to want to maybe chase this career path as well. But it's not just Iowa. This is a problem all over, right?
Yes, Yeah, unfortunately, this is a problem nationwide. There is such a need for healthcare workers, especially those who can help out with memory care, Alzheimer's, dementia. It is a great need to that. So if you're a younger person in high school or in college, you're looking to go into the medical field, I would heavily suggest, looking into this path as a possible thing, because you'd be really helping out a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just those folks who are afflicted, as we say, those caregivers as well that are sometimes overwhelmed by everything that's involved there. And in fact, going back to that a little bit, Sean, are there things we can do to help relieve some of the burden to the caregivers? What could we look at?
Well, there's a few things you can do. The first off is... if you are, someone who is going through caregivers issues such as burnout, just they feel overwhelmed, give them this number. And the number for our 24-hour hotline, 7 days a week with trained professionals on it, is 800-272-3900. Because they can help direct you towards resources, towards support groups. in certain areas. We actually have a support group in Atlantic, Iowa that you can find on communityfinder.org, which is also a great resource to check out for support groups, for elder care law, and anything along those lines that you need help with.
Very good. Well, I know over the last, say 10 to 20 years, we've been talking a lot more about dementia and Alzheimer's, those types of issues. And that can only be a good thing that we're talking.
Yes, the more awareness that's brought to it, the better things are, especially with new treatments coming out that are helping with Alzheimer's and dementia to slow the progress. And ultimately, as an organization, the Alzheimer's Association wants to have a world without Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah, in a perfect world, we don't need an Alzheimer's Association anymore. But until then, we're glad to have that support.
Yes.
Very good. Sean Hazing is Program Manager for the Alzheimer's Association of Iowa and visiting with us this morning. As we said up front, Alzheimer's does affect, dementia does indeed affect more than just that person who is suffering from the affliction. All those around are affected in one way or another. So anything we can do to help, certainly appreciated. Sean, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you very much for having me.